and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hey everyone, thanks for joining us here on ERP Strategies and Solutions. I'm Chris Carroll. Today we're going to be speaking with Eric Kimberling once again. He's going to talk to us about some of the pitfalls, the dangers, the warning signs of ERP implementation failure and how you can best avoid it. This is some really good information from somebody who really knows what they're talking about in this area, so you don't want to miss it. Also coming up later on in the program, part two of my interview with Stan Alpert. As you might remember from a previous show, Stan is a member of Panorama's client and vendor relations organization. He's got a combined manufacturing and IT experience of over 30 years, and he's got some more information to share with us in part two of our interview, so stick around for that. Panorama Consulting recently published a blog on their website that explores some interesting statistics around ERP software implementation failures. Joining us to discuss that article is Eric Kimberling, Panorama's president and founder. Eric, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Well, I know we're all interested to explore some of your findings in this area. So first of all, tell me, how do you define implementation failure?
Well, Chris, in our study, what we look at and what we consider to be success versus failure is the duration of an implementation, the cost of a duration, and the level of business benefits that are realized by organizations that have implemented ERP. So the way we define failure then are meeting one or more of the following three criteria. Either the implementation takes longer than expected to implement, costs more than expected to implement, or it fails to deliver at least half of the business benefits that were expected before the implementation.
Okay. So what does Panorama's research and statistics show about this?
Well, we found in our research, which is based on our 2010 ERP report, which your listeners can download off of our website, we found that 72% of organizations experience at least one of those failure points. 31% of the organizations in the study experience two or more of those pain points. So, you know, you've got about a 2 out of 3 chance of having one of those failure points occur in your project, at least according to the averages in the statistics, which again is based on a study of over 1,600 different ERP implementations across the globe.
I see. So when it comes to budget, going over or under budget, is that the only measure of success, or what are some other factors there?
Well, that's a good point, Chris, and you raise a very good point in that companies that have differing expectations on what it's going to take to implement in terms of cost, that's not the only indicator of success. You also want to look at, you know, what is the overall cost, regardless of what your expectations are. What is your overall cost relative to other ERP implementations? So, for example, we found in that same study I mentioned a second ago that of the 1,600 organizations we surveyed in our study, the average implementation cost was somewhere between 6 and 7% of annual revenue. And when we say 6 and 7%, we mean the total implementation cost, ranging from software licensees to implementation, technical services, hardware upgrades, internal costs associated with the project and whatnot.
Okay.
So when you add up all those costs, you know, just a simple benchmark for companies across industries and across different sizes is somewhere between 6 and 7% is what the average company spends. Now, some of the best-in-class organizations in our study, and some of our clients as well, quite frankly, spend a lot less than that on their implementations. So we would consider those types of projects successes from a purely budgetary standpoint. Now, companies that go over that amount, you could argue that even if they had the expectation that they were going to go over that amount, that's still considered a failure if they spend more than most of their peers on an implementation, which might suggest that they're trying to implement the wrong software or they're not implementing effectively.
Right. Well, tell me, what else do you recommend to our listeners? Because we want to ensure that they avoid failure and make their ERP initiative successful. So anything else you'd like to share on that?
Well, the first thing, there's really four things I would recommend here. The first thing is to have realistic expectations.
Sure.
And that's a key point when it comes to duration and cost. A key problem with ERP implementations is so many companies expect that they're going to be able to implement it at a lower cost and in less time than they think. And the problem with that is not only are you disappointed in the end because you've gone over budget or you've taken too long to implement, But in the process, you've probably cut some corners because you weren't expecting to have to spend more time or money on it. So you end up cutting corners a lot of times in areas that are key success factors for an ERP implementation.
Right.
So really, when it comes to expectations, it's important to understand that implementing ERP software successfully is more than the technology. In fact, it has relatively little to do with the technology itself. There's a lot of other activities that need to make the project successful, such as organizational change management, business process design, workflow definition, training, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Another sub-aspect of the expectation side is adding a dose of reality to what software vendors might tell you. They are typically focused on the technical implementation aspect of an implementation. They're not as concerned generally about organizational change management, defining your business processes, doing conference room pilots and testing and those sorts of things that are going to be required to manage internally, but it may not be something that the vendors are involved with. So before you select a vendor and budget for your implementation, you want to make sure you understand what those other activities are that might be outside the vendor scope but are still required for the implementation.
Right. Yeah, that certainly makes sense.
A second thing that your listeners can do to avoid failure is to select the right software.
Right.
We found in the study that a lot of companies that had failed implementations or troubled implementations were trying to force something into the organization that wasn't a good fit. It wasn't the right software in the first place, and therefore they ended up spending too much time and money trying to customize the software or get it to do something that that it couldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
And then a third thing is to implement the software effectively. So even once you found the right software, you want to make sure that you're implementing effectively, you're not cutting corners on some of the key activities, project activities that we talked about earlier. And understand that many of the things that may sound unnecessary up front, things that sound unrelated to the software itself, like organizational change management or defining your business processes and workflows, or for another example is tailoring some of your training materials, some of the generic training materials that a vendor might provide, tailoring those to your specific business processes and needs. Those types of activities may sound somewhat unnecessary up front, but a lot of those activities can cause pain points later on and create delays and problems in the project later on. So implementing effectively is not just about making sure you don't cut corners, but also make sure they understand the things that are necessary for a project.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And then finally, the fourth thing I would suggest to help avoid failure is to benchmark to other organizations. Look at what other